Unlike Michael Jackson, the chucker wasn't very good at hitting posts.
That's right. You tried your best, though.
Yes, and we all know the worst concert ever at the Metrodome was Dylan and the Dead.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That was 9 hours the chucker will never get back.
I could see that, yes. You know, Chucker, as we're listening to these interviews, you talk to big stars. I mean, big bands and big actors and down the line. And it seems like most of them, other than Gary Lewis, took it very well.
Well, they really didn't have a choice now, did they?
Well, that's true.
You know, we all remember before the Chucker, there was the Call of the Day, and then those became illegal. So, you know, this was another radio interview, and they were live on the radio, and they weren't gonna tarnish their great reputation.
Well, that's true. They didn't want to come off looking like jerks.
Yes, but Bob Weird was a good sport. I think he was a little high, so that helps.
Yeah, oh, yeah, when you can take the edge off.
Absolutely.
There's nothing quite like it. Bob Weird, did he know you were calling him Bob Weird, or did he just let it go?
I think he's heard worse, so he was fine with it.
Probably true. Maybe. Now, did you write the joke? What is that horrible music?
Yes, the Chucker came up with these and many others throughout the years. You know, I'm a comic genius, unlike some people in this room.
He saved you, Bob!
Hey, I'm not the one at the Cinema Grill tomorrow night.
At 8 o'clock, by the way.
I hate all of you.
I hate all of you.
That's why we're doing that.
Chucker?
Oh. Yes.
Remember the Tobacco Institute?
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, the Tobacco Institute. We were coughing up a loogie, and that was right around the time of get your McHead out of your McAss and yes. Sell hamburgers. Yes.
Now, McDonald's University.
That was a Call of the Day, though, wasn't it?
Yes, yep. The HU, as they called it.
The HU?
Hamburger University.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Hamburger University run by McDonald's.
Couldn't keep the cold, and the hot.
Yes, they had a burger that was cold on one side and hot on the other, and I was a manager just losing my mind. These McKids are driving me McCrazy.
Do you remember what the head of HU actually said to you at the end of the interview?
Get your McHead out of your McAss and concentrate on selling hamburgers.
That's exactly right.
We don't have the Tobacco Institute, I don't know. Do we?
I think that was actually the dean of HU.
Oh, it was the dean?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I do know that the one that Terry's talking about, the Smoking Institute, I believe you told him you were lighting up a big old 120, right?
Yes.
And hocked up a loogie.
I've never felt better in my life. I love it.
Your loogie was blue, I think you said.
Good Lord.
You think that's a bad sign when your loogies are blue? Oh, God, this just popped up on the screen. Oklahoma cops are searching for a McDonald's patron who pointed a gun at a teenage drive-thru worker after discovering that his order was missing an item. A female cashier told police that a vehicle came through the drive-thru late Tuesday night and the driver picked up an order. But after discovering that the McDonald's bag was short an item, a male passenger became upset, according to police in Chickasaw, a city 40 miles southwest of Oklahoma City. At that point, the suspect, who was in the vehicle's back seat, pointed a gun at the employee and warned, "Don't make me use this and don't let it happen again." Cops received conflicting accounts over what item was reportedly missing from the order. The cashier said the customer complained that dipping sauce was not included in the order, while another witness said the dispute involved French fries.
Let's get our priorities straight, can we?
Yes, dipping sauce, spicy buffalo dipping sauce, apparently it was. So apparently this guy liked to dip his McDonald's French fries, which are, as the Chucker knows, are just delicious.
Love them.
But you need that spicy buffalo dipping sauce, otherwise it's just not the same.
Otherwise we're pulling a gun.
Pulling a gun on a teenager at a drive-through window.
What a prick.
Yeah. Chucker, I have to ask you, when you were born, do you remember how much you weighed at birth?
I believe about 23 pounds.
23 pounds. Okay, and he kind of kept the weight there for, I believe, 5 years.
Some 11-odd years, yes.
11 years. apparently, there's an 8-month-old, Santiago Mendoza is his name. He's been rescued from his family. Now, you wouldn't think you'd have to rescue an 8-month-old baby from their family, but Santiago Mendoza, at 8 months old, weighs 44 pounds.
Oh, my God. Was he kept in an incubator as a little baby? A styrofoam box?
I believe it was a fish box. Yes, that's what I've heard. The average 44-pound weight for a child would be when they're 6 years old, not 8 months old. So, you know, oh, my God, this is not... I'll just read this and I'll let it go. Santiago, who weighs around 44 pounds, the equivalent of a 6-year-old child, has been rescued from his family by a Colombian health charity called Chubby Hearts. Chubby Hearts is the name of the charity.
Is Ann Wilson the chairwoman? Oh,
I belong to that dating site.
Yes, she is a chubby heart. It's true. More with the Chucker coming up at 9 o'clock, I trust.
Absolutely.
Oh, Chucker can interview Jim Henson's son.
Jim Henson. Is that right?
Wow. Is there a contract in this for me?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I didn't know this was a year-long gig.
Well, again,
It just seems like it.
I didn't want to take up all your time, but people just at the radio station, the listeners just won't let you go. I apologize for that.
Well, Chucker's just pulling your leg, Tommy. I'm loving this.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. Hey, do you remember the Muppets on Saturday Night Live for about 5 weeks when the show first started?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was the rock band. What the hell was the name of the rock band again?
Electric Mayhem.
No, oh. Kotex.
Kotex.
Did it come
it
again?
Wasn't it?
It was Electric Mayhem.
Kotex.
What was the band you interviewed and you got them confused with Kotex?
No, we're talking about Saturday Night Live, the Muppets band.
That was Electric Mayhem.
Electric Mayhem, yeah.
And so it begins.
Well, Chucker, I'll tell you, this is what I deal with on a daily basis.
Good Lord. The thing is, she doesn't know she's doing the Chucker. It's for real.
It's a real deal. Let's see, the band he got confused with Kotex.
I think that was Kingdom Come.
Oh, yes, it was Led Kingdom Zeppelin. Come.
Did you also think they were Led Zeppelin?
Yes, but the guy's name was James Kotex or something, and we called him James Kotex.
And who was the guy? God, who was it again? Might have been a hockey player or something. You called him, his nickname was the Duke, and you kept calling him the douche?
that wasn't Madonna, I'll tell you that.
No, she's not into that, from what I understand, in any case. Could you show me the list again, Justin? Of the Chuckers we have on hand, because, I mean, time is running short now. We've only got time for a couple more. I mean, it's kind of sad, actually.
It is.
Jim Nabors is the one that people are calling for the most, George Carlin as well. You want to do Jim or George, Chucker? Which one would you like to hear next?
Shazam.
Jim
Carlin
Nabors.
It is.
Jim Nabors and the Chucker at KQ.
Power 92 Radio, and you Chuck, you're up here in the Playhouse, boys and girls. And once again, it's my extreme pleasure to bring you one of the top-notch entertainers in the whole entertainment industry today. Calling all the way from, where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
And how are things in Hollyweird today?
Hollyweird is great. This is Jim Nabors.
The one and only Jim Nabors. Welcome to Power 92 Radio.
Nice to see you, hear you. Can't see you, but I hear you good.
Well, golly.
Well, golly. Well, golly. What's happening?
Shazam.
Shazam.
Well, we all remember your classic TV show.
Well, thank you.
Gomer Pyle.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny, it's kind of ironic, just a few short days ago, I was speaking to your brother, George Lindsay.
No, he's my cousin.
They come again?
He's my cousin.
Your cousin?
Yeah.
Your cousin, George Lindsay.
Right.
Who played old Goober on Andy Griffith.
That's right.
I learned that old Opie, Ron Howard, is now one of the top directors in Hollywood.
Well, he certainly is. You didn't know that?
Did you know that?
I did, but didn't you?
I had no idea.
I was a star. He did some good ones. He did the Cocoons, the Splash. He did a bunch of them. They were real good.
What happened to old Sergeant Farter?
Well, he passed away about, I guess, 13, 14 years ago.
I can't hear you.
So, we lost him. That's safe.
Golly. What did old Sergeant Farter have to clean up after you ate too much X-Lax?
I don't know.
Gomer's pile.
Well.
So how's that old singing career going?
It's doing pretty good. I'm mostly just singing with symphonies these days. It's kind of fun. I live in Hawaii, and I raise macadamia nuts.
Takes one to raise one.
Yes, you're right. My dad always said he thought I'd end up on a nut farm. Guess I did.
Shazam.
Oh, well, golly. That's it.
I just love that old Gomer Pyle USMC.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I'm glad you do.
Little Andy Griffith trivia. That was the first spinoff from Andy Griffith.
That's right. I think it was he had two spinoffs. Mayberry was another one.
And then, of course, MacGyver now.
No, is it? No? MacGyver. So is that a spinoff, Andy Griffith?
Of course, old Andy Griffith went to Los Angeles and practiced law.
Yeah, you mean it's not MacGyver? You're talking about Matlock. You got the wrong show.
Well, golly.
But anyway, it was nice talking to you, Chuck, and I hope I get back in Minneapolis one of these days to see you guys.
The one and only Jim Nabors.
Bye-bye.
Up here in the Playhouse.
Bye-bye.
At Power 92 Radio.
Well, golly. Shazam.
He doesn't respond at all.
I love how awkward that is.
I know. But, you know, some people did tell me over the years that it would make them so nervous that they would have to turn it off.
Well, golly.
When, Chucker, did you realize that the pregnant pause had such an impact?
Well, this is a true story. The Chucker's dad ran a big department at the University of Minnesota for some 40-odd years. And one day in the late 80s, he called me up and said, well, it happened. One of my grad students came to me and said, Professor, are you the Chucker's dad? So I knew I had made it.
Yeah, as soon as the professor has to hear about it.
What department was that, Chuck?
Ear, nose, and throat.
ENT.
They come again.
Gomer Pyle ENT. We have just two short segments left with the Chucker. George Carlin will be one of them. And you can vote on Twitter right now at Radio Tom Bernard. The final one of the day, George Carlin will come up in just a couple of minutes. And then we have time to do just one more, unfortunately. After that, there'll be more on the Tom Bernard com this afternoon at 4 o'clock with the Chucker. You can listen live or you can download it.
Too bad Pass isn't in today. Dang it.
That's all right. Just trample my head.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done there. Sorry.
Pregnant pause. We were just talking about that with the Chucker. It'll all work out. Yeah, it is too bad because Jeff Passolt is a huge fan of the Chucker.
Oh, yeah.
The old Jeff Passolt. He went out to Los Angeles to that TV station. Wasn't he on Care 11?
Yes, I believe he was. Indeed. And then now he's back. He's on Channel 9.
The old number 9.
The old number 9.
Well, that's exactly. Better than the old number 2.
More with the Chucker coming up. Eric Clapton now, KQ.
Live from the Mills Fleet Farm Studio, back to the KQ Morning Show.
It is 9:30 right on the nose, ladies and gentlemen. The Chucker live in studio with us this morning. Just a few minutes left in the show, less than 25 minutes left in the show. We're trying to get through as many as we possibly can.
Well, this has just been wonderful here at the Power 92 Radio in the Playhouse. What a walk down memory lane.
Yes, oh, there's no question about it. And everybody's enjoying it, I can guarantee you that. We just a lot of response. That's all I have to say. There are companies complaining they can't get the bandwidth they need because of all the NCAA action and, of course, the Chucker searches on YouTube.
Unbelievable. I think they're going to blow it up.
It sounds like they're going to blow it up. Not a lot of productivity this morning in businesses across Minnesota. Now, I have to run this one by everyone to see if Dave Mordahl or the Chucker knows this man. Hmm. Felony criminal sexual assault charges have been filed against a comedian from Hollywood who was accused of aggressively assaulting an employee of Rick Bronson's House of Comedy after his set at the Mall of America.
Oh, you got to narrow it down.
Adam Richmond.
You know, the name sounds familiar, but I don't think he was in here.
We didn't have him on, did we?
Yeah, we've had him on before. Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Adam Richmond has appeared on Last Comic Standing, Last Call with Carson Daly, and has performed on stand-up stages across the country.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't think we have. Sorry. I was thinking of someone else.
Been so peaceful with the Chucker in studio.
Rick Bronson, didn't he star in the old Death Wish films?
I think that's exactly right. I think was married to Jill Ireland, if I remember correctly.
Jill Ireland.
Let's play Santana and then come back and finish it out with not one but two Chuckers right after Santana at KQ.
Live from the Mills Fleet Farm Studio, back to the KQ Morning Show.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9:49 right now. We have one of the best Chuckers of all time. Chucker live in studio.
Can't thank you enough.
For all the time. Chucker with George Carlin.
The old George Carlin from Welcome Back, Kater.
Absolutely. At KQ.
Power 92 and you, Chucker. And right now on the telephone calling from, where are you calling from, Georgie?
I'm calling from home in Los Angeles.
And how are things in Hollyweird today?
Very nice. Looks very decent out there.
We have one of the funniest men in all of America. The one and only George Carlin. Welcome to Power 92 Radio.
Glad to be here.
Well, listen, we've been missing you a lot, and like they used to say to you every week, welcome back.
Well, I'm coming up there to clear the place up for Gorbachev. You know what I mean?
Well, what you been doing lately?
Well, I've been doing a lot of this. I do a lot of touring and traveling on my show. You know, I do about 110 concerts a year. Minneapolis is one of them. I do some movie acting. I'll be in the movie, a lot of people saw Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. They're going to do a sequel to that, and Rufus, my part, is getting expanded. And I'm doing a movie this summer with Nick Nolte and Barbara Streisand, a non-comedy role. So things are happening on that front. Things are happening with the concerts and the shows on HBO.
Ooh. Ooh.
See that?
Ooh.
Good answer.
Ooh.
Good answer.
Ooh. Guess who that is?
That sounds like that guy from Joey Ross from Car 54, Where Are You?
No, I was thinking more of Horshack.
Oh, all right.
Whatever happened to that guy? He was very funny.
I think he was killed in a jewelry store robbery.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, how the theme of that show was loosely based on fact. How did that show all come about with, of course, Travolta, right on Washington, just a great time.
I never watched it, to tell you the truth. No, I never watched TV. I don't watch that stuff.
Well, I was a big fan of that show, I guess, you know.
Well, you were hooked into it. See, sometimes we get hooked into things, you know.
Of course, that's where John Travolta had his big break.
Right. And then what happened to him?
Well, he went on to do that Saturday Night Live movie.
Saturday Night Fever.
Exactly.
And then he's kind of dropped out of sight.
What's he doing nowadays?
I have no idea.
Well, after the tremendous success of the show, of course, you went on to do your own movie. Was that Fast Break?
What show is it we were talking about?
The Welcome Back, Kater.
Yeah. Well, what about now? I never was in that. What are you talking about?
Come again?
I don't know. I think you and I are talking about different people.
You were the teacher.
His name was Gabriel Kaplan, and he became a gambler. And I was on that show as a guest one time. I'm a comedian, George Carlin, a stand-up comedian. Gabe Kaplan is a Jewish actor and sometimes comedian. I'm an Irish comedian, sometimes actor.
George Carlin.
Yes, much different. In fact, Gabe Kaplan stole some of my material, and I had to call him up about it once.
I'm a little confused here.
I think so. Yeah, Gabe Kaplan is a different guy. He was Mr. Cotter.
Exactly.
Gabe is out there somewhere playing poker right now. He became a kind of a casino poker player. He's got a sports radio show now in Los Angeles.
You don't say.
Yeah, Gabe Kaplan.
George Carlin.
George Carlin, that's me. My mama would have known the difference.
Pop, hour 92 in the chucker. And right now on the telephone, calling. Where are you calling from there, George?
I'm calling from home. I'm in Los Angeles at home here.
And how are things in Hollyweird?
They look all right to me.
Well, of course, you're coming to town on the 2nd at Orpheum Theater.
Right.
And what can we expect this time?
Well, my usual stuff. A lot of insults toward America, insults toward religion, insults toward big business, and a little talk about dogs and cats and language and the way people talk to each other and stuff like that.
Well, listen, I'll be there in the very front row for the Orpheum show.
Come backstage before and say hello before the show.
Well, I'd love to do it.
Okay, make sure you do that now.
Well, George Carlin, thank you again.
Okay, man.
The world's funniest man.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. You know, tell you what, the Chucker actually got the Fast Break movie correct.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Basketball film.
I remember.
Horrible.
So has anybody ever thrown the Chucker that you were interviewing? Any time you went, wow.
No, not really. But, you know, the rest of the story, like a Paul Harvey once again, the Chucker did introduce Gabe Kaplan or George Carlin, whoever that was, at the Orpheum Theater, and backstage he came up and put his arm around me and said, you know what, took me a while to recover from that, but that was pretty funny.
Wow, see, I'm glad to
hear cool.
That. Yeah. It is. Chucker, we'll see you at 4 o'clock this afternoon at TomBernardShow.com.
Can't thank you enough for all the time up here in the Playhouse.
You are the best in the business, sir. There's no getting around.
What an honor.
Take care, Chuck.
The Chucker, ladies and gentlemen.